when one is objective, one is relaxed. When you are objective, you become free from any tension, anxiety free, tension free, just a conscious being who is cognitive, like right now hearing takes place. You are cognitive. No will, no effort. Will is suspended, efforts are suspended. By just being yourself with the mind and senses as an individual, conscious being, you are cognitive. Means you recognize the meaning of these words. Words are heard with no willing, wishing on your part. Nothing wrong with willing, wishing. That is also a vibhuti. But then they are generally fraught with certain force, vega, pressure, therefore anxiety, tension. Until one learns to enjoy the vibhutis, one is free from tension when one is totally objective, taking the world and one's own body, mind, senses as they are. The world of objects, people, in that world, a world of experiences constituting your life. This world is what you perceive, know, maybe partially understood rightly, and often inadequately understood, sometimes wrongly understood. That's what my world. How will I be objective when my perception is vitiated by my own prejudices? My own false value structure, my own anxieties and inadequacies, how my perception is going to be objective? It's easy if you add a class. This is the world I see. In my perception, this is how this person is. Maybe right, maybe wrong. That is why you say, in my perception, this is how the person is. Father, mother, sister, brother. All significant people in one's life, you visualize each one of them and say, this is how this person is. That is judgment. That's not objective. That has a lot of subjectivity. But then you add, in my perception, over. This is how this person is, in my perception. This is how my body is, as I know. Height, weight, color, gender, age, health, and looks. This is how this body is. My senses, my mind, this is how this mind is. Now, as I look at it, quiet. A conscious being with the mind and a group of senses and this body and the world external to the senses. I am free from tension because this is what I want you to see. I am in harmony with Ishvara. Experientially, one finds oneself at peace. when one is objective, totally objective. That is experience. And that is desirable. That is nothing accomplished. It is the assimilation, understanding, which is the equation, Jiveshwara equation, purely cognitive. That's what jnanam is about. At this level, there is so much to see. The conscious being who is all-knowing who is all-shakti all-knowing meaning free from ignorance all-shakti means free from any limitation. In terms of creation, sustenance, withdrawal, this Ishvara is manifest in the form of jagat. Asrijyate Ishvara abhavat Ishvara. Asrijyate, intelligently put together, creation, abhavat is a manifestation. My own body is intelligently put together, a tree, a flower, a seed. Everything has its own place. A tree has its place in the scheme of things. In every part of the tree, making a tree what a tree is, every part that makes a part is intelligently present. Means it has a place, a role. This manifestation is Ishvara. How do I assimilate? in the form of order, is manifest in the form of order. This is what we say, adhi devam, adhi bhutam, adhyatmam. Manifest in the form of the world from Ishvara standpoint, conscious being standpoint. It's all devas, different devas we see from every phenomenon standpoint. In the adhyatma, every functionary standpoint, you say, eyes see. Wherever there are eyes, they are meant to see, they see. Eyes see. My eyes, your eyes. Eyes everywhere see. In a cow, in a horse, in a cat, eyes see, blue eyes, eyes see. That's a manifestation, intelligent manifestation. See, eyes, that's see. Ishvara, from this adhyatma standpoint, is the adhisthana devata. You say aditya. When I say tasmai namaha, om 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 ishaya namaha, when I say tasmai namaha, what do I mean? Ishaya namaha. What is adidevam, adibhutam, adhyatmam? This threefold jagat is Ishvara. Where is jagat? This is Ishvara. What is the distance between the individual body which is seated here and the physical order. What is the distance between your physical body and the physical order, which is Ishvara, a conscious being? You are not saying Namaha to order, you are saying Namaha to the conscious being in the form of physical order. This is where grossness, no understanding remains. Nothing works because there is grossness. The conscious being manifests in the form of physical order, space, time, the speed of light, and the light, sources of light, forces, galaxies, this is all the conscious being. What is the distance between your body and this conscious being in the form of physical order? With reference to this body-mind-sense complex, I am an individual, but not away, not isolated, not separated, alienated from the presence and pervasiveness of Ishvara. Am I? Are you? If you are alienated, separated, you have to say Namaha. In alienation, in separation, there is absence of Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. Om. Is there alienation from the presence of Ishvara? Like a baby connected to the mother before birth, even as a baby growing externally, external to the mother, is still connected emotionally. In its awareness, the baby is complete as long as in its awareness the presence of mother is there. connected, safe, secure. The baby, without saying, has surrendered to the knowledge, the power, the strength of the mother. No helplessness. Namaha. Ishaya Namaha. All knowing. In knowledge of all knowing, whose presence is never lost, whether I am taking care of my body, I interact with the world, am I away from the presence of Ishvara, Adibhuta, Adhyatma, or nothing but Adi Deva. All that is there is Adi Deva. Tasmai Namaha. Om. He Tasmai Namaha. He Govind. He Govind. He Govind. All that is there is what is. What is Ishvara. Govinda. He Govind. He Govind. He Govind. He Govind. He Govind. What is Ishvara, Govinda. He Govinda. He Govinda. 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 He Govinda, He Govinda, 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 Govinda. He Govind. He Govind. He Govind. 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 there is only Govinda, the one who is known through his own words. Where is Govinda's presence? Can I ask a question? Every cell, Govinda. The micro world, Govinda. Macro world, Govinda. He Govinda. He Govinda. 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 Govindaya namaha. Govindaya namaha. Govindaya namaha. Hey Govinda. 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 Om Shanti 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 Shanti.